Today's program is brought to you by MOFAD, the Museum of Food and Drink. For more information, visit mofad.org.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew W.K. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
We're flying by the seat of our pants today. Here he is. Mr. Zaremba has arrived. The eagle has landed. We're sitting in the studio today, streaming live from Bushwick.
God, have I ever arrived.
The drummer needs something.
Folding chair behind you.
Hey,
Mike, boom. Mike knows all about folding chairs.
All right.
Don't hit him with it.
Get D-Pop a folding chair, the legendary D-Pop. Get him whatever he wants. Today we are hosting the Robert Kennedy assassination. It is the height of political season, and we could not be any more prouder of this booking, the Robert Kennedy assassination, which is, I suppose, about 1/8 of the dead Kennedys or some goddamn thing.
Nothing to do with those dead mothers.
That's right. And you don't rip off your band like that other guy did.
No.
Right? No. Well, there are two sides to every story, but you know where I'm landing.
I'll give
it back. All right, here we go. It's madness today in Bushwick. That's the suave sound of D-Pop. Here in the back, you might remember him from such fans as the Contortions, the Bush Tetras, the Gun Club, and many, many, many others. I like to use my Joe Franklin voice when I say that. Many popular rock and pop acts that you have seen, perhaps on Broadway, on television. He's a young man with a great future.
D and I go back further.
Get this. And Martin Paints, that's Jack Martin. Get right on that microphone.
Jack Ruby Martin.
Jack, lean on that microphone. When you talk to the kids at home. Jack's got his own story past, but most recent Bob Dylan Death Watch, and there he, instead of dying, he upped and won the Nobel Prize.
Can we talk about Sophie Tucker?
Say again?
Sophie Tucker.
And Sophie Tucker. We can talk about whatever you like. We got Andy here also.
Andrew Cushion.
Guitar. We just say guitar.
Just regular guitar.
Okay, and of course, from the Hellhounds, another storied New York band. Hey, cool the coffee clutch.
Yeah, what?
D and I go way back, further than we admit.
You have to catch up right now, though.
Yeah.
Of course we got to catch up.
Not when I'm getting my fucking intro, baby.
That's right, and directing traffic is the one, the only, the fabulous, the ever-hollering blues man himself, Robert Kennedy.
Yes,
you remember him from such bands as the Work Dogs and the Jam Messengers, who've been here on Arts and Seasons more than once, but less than thrice.
Happy to be back with you.
Glad to have you.
More stars than there are in the heavens, Mike.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
It is amazing. We all fit in this little studio here in Bushwick.
Well, we're skinny. We need food.
Speak for yourself.
That's why we're here, baby. Here for the pizza.
That's right. I'm like the universe, ever expanding. All right. You guys watched the Cubs last night? Yes, there's another
game. Yeah, great game.
Great game. 5-0 game. Wasn't the pitcher's duel as anticipated. They broke some sort of course. I figure, okay, World Series are very difficult to win. It's a long season. It's hard to get there. 108 years, it's a curse. Okay?
Observe the curse.
Okay, but that's cool. But 45 years without a pennant was just fucking sad and pathetic. So God
they
bless
broke
them.
That curse. There's two words. How they broke that curse.
I'll tell you, Patrick Martins and I were eating goat burgers last night.
No, they didn't cheat. That's two words.
Well, that was the Dodgers' first mistake.
Okay, two words. Joe Madden.
Crickets.
And there's silence in the studio.
Steve Madden.
Well, I'm about to turn heel because after watching, rooting for the Cubs and really enjoying them beat the motherfucking Dodgers, formerly of Brooklyn.
Traitors.
Formerly of Brooklyn, New York.
Still hate them.
Now, I really got to say I'm rooting for the Indians of Cleveland because I think keeping the curse going is a much better story than breaking it. I really want to see Chicago fall to his knees. I got a lot of friends in Chicago. And God bless you all. That's right. I'm from New York, motherfucker.
He has no mercy.
I want to see you on your knees. I'd like to see the Indians sweep, and I want to see Chicago
Mike,
on the knees and weeping.
Mike,
weeping
that's
in Wrigleyville.
That's what they said about you. That's what they said about you in the ring, Mike. You don't respect your opponent.
When it comes to Chicago, I'm a South Side guy. Dude.
You don't respect your opponent.
It's about the White Sox. Too bougie in Wrigleyville.
As our president says, playing in Kaminsky Park.
Is Hillary Clinton still a Cubs fan? Hillary Clinton still a Cubs fan?
I would think so.
And are you, with this ban, the Robert Kennedy assassination, in any way advocating for the assassination of current political popular
Absolutely not. We're a nonviolent band just feeding off the energy of my name.
All right.
Lived with it for 63 years at this point, and I decided to get something out of it for a change.
You bear those years.
We've had
well.
Enough of aggression. We're going to make this a peace and love session. That's because I was listening to you, Roy, this morning.
Okay.
All right, let's get right down to it. Let's get down to business.
What do you mean?
I think these guys should play a song. I got mine.
I play a song.
Love to. Been trying to get this song out of my system since the first Bush administration. It's called The Brave New Blue.
All right, aim those microphones accordingly, and let's hear it for the Robert Kennedy assassination.
Well, the new world out has made a brave new world. Things ain't getting better, just keep getting worse. Every place I turn, just more bad news. I got a bad feeling called the brave new blues. Well, the new world out is in a horrible mess. Crazy, drooling on itself. People of rope, birders, what are we gonna do? I got a bad feeling called the Jack Martin Leaf Guitar Blues. Stepping into the future, cause the past is dead. Somebody run up and put a bullet in its head. I'm lying here suffering with a terrible flu and an apprehension called Andrew. Could you elucidate for me, please? Call the brave new blue.
Crazy. Arts and seizures. Crazy Daisy. Can you dig it? The Robert Kennedy assassination.
Thank you, man.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Rob, I'm really glad to see you here, man.
It's good to see you again, Edison. Glad that ankle is healing up.
Oh, yeah.
I've been whining about that shit for a month and a half or so now.
Well, 6,000 years of walking through the desert. You know, it's not surprising I sprained my ankle at some goddamn point. I'm glad to see you. You were just down in Clarksville. You were in...
We were Deep Blues Fest. Had a good time catching up with my man, Marco Butcher, the other half of the Jam Messengers. And He's expecting in about a week.
He's gonna pop a little butcher. A little alien. I hear that's a great blues festival, that one down
it
in
is.
There. That's
it's
not the, like what I call the Michelob style.
It's the alternate one. I got to catch up.
Good
with,
times, good friends. These times are made for Michelob.
And
you know,
so many bands. You're basically playing for the bands and caught up with our good friend Jerry Teal, who Jack used to play with in the Knoxville Girls.
That's good.
Chicken Snake kicked ass, and Daddy Long Legs kicked ass.
Our good friends who are rumored to be here on our Halloween show.
Oh, kick ass with them. Say hi for Rob.
And we sure will. And by the way, Halloween's coming up, and after that is our pre-election. It's going to be the 200th episode of Arts and Seizures on November 6th.
Baby.
Right, just in time for the apocalypse.
You're going to appreciate this, baby, but I met my wife on Halloween of 1969.
1969
on Orange Sunshine. Apparently,
how's that working out for you, Rob?
Serge Gainsbourg said.
And quit pandering to the French people.
I know. There's got to be some very cute French girls out there. Once in a lifetime.
Experience. We have a studio full of French people here today visiting.
Sing the Marseillaise for them.
But you know, Pete's a flesh tone, and he, you know, he's bad, and he's nationwide. He's bring him. Come on, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah,
come on.
It's like
a T-Pop's rolling his eyes, and meanwhile, it's like the steam room scene from The Coconuts, right? That's right.
Bonjour.
There's no admission. Just pay at the door.
Bonjour.
So tell me more about the Robert Kennedy assassination, because in the wake of one of my very favorite modern, if I may say so, postmodern, premodern, anti-modern, neo-modern blues acts, traditionalists, neo-traditionalists, let me ask you a question, Jack. Do you think I'm old-fashioned because I like modern art?
Yes.
I think you're old.
I think this old-fashioned is right now,
that's indisputable. But I was a huge fan of Jam Messengers, and I'm really glad you put together. You came back with
a mighty
band.
I had the pleasure of sitting in for a while with Dee's Private World. And then I booked a bunch of shows
for the Jam Messengers.
Yes, because you've done the same thing. And I booked a bunch of shows for the Jam Messengers, and Marco, with his large pregnancy, could not attend. And so I asked some of the boys, and then my good friend Jack Martin, who was slated to go out with me and Marco.
Slated.
This sort of ultimate post-Work Dogs thing. And really, you know, I mean, though we blow the blues, especially on these acoustic guitars, it's a rock and roll band, which was about the last freaking thing I expected to be doing right now in my life.
It's a rock and roll band?
It's a fucking rock and roll band.
Have you stopped, though, since the Work Dogs?
No, well, you know, in Hawaii, I took a short hiatus because basically in Hawaii, you got local music only, but other than that,
can you book me like a Hawaiian like slacky guitar band?
I realize
there's so much blues and punk rock going on. So somebody saw you walking in and said, "Are they a Calypso band?" And I'm like,
just old men.
God willing.
No, you know, in Hawaii, I have Grammy Award winning friends, and then when they come to New York, of course, I'll bring them here.
Award winning friends.
Well,
you
know, they have that Hawaiian category. Remember that 5 freaking Grammys my man has. That's
Zaremba,
not too shabby.
The Fleshtones ever been nominated for a Grammy?
I was once nominated for Liner Notes.
Yeah.
I was.
Whee.
For
okay.
a Hexbreaker.
Okay.
I didn't win, but that was
and, as, and I can't even believe I'm about to say this, and I hate the so-called Rock and Roll Mall of Fame, that fucking wax
That's
museum
why Cleveland.
run by the corporate overlords of the universe. So, you know, but the fact that the Fleshtones are not on that list.
It proves
that you have some sort of honor and integrity.
And it took this long for the MC5
to even be nominated.
Proves.
I will say, though.
I was at
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What were you doing there?
They let you in when you're touring.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Like, we were invited once. Yeah.
Yeah, you get out or whatever. And the thing that I was most happy to see is Ian Anderson's flute from Jethro Tull, because I knew it wasn't being used.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's good. How about you, Pete? You getting a lot of use out of your flute?
Not recently, Mike. I know where you're going with that. So.
All right.
Well, I'm not. Look, I will. I'm only ready to get into the Hall of Fame when it's literally like this long hall with glass cases of wax dummies of each of the members.
That's basically what it is.
But I like that.
There's no difference, and I personally like really puts a bee in my bonnet. Really. You know, chaps my ass. It really does put my knickers in a twist. Every time I see otherwise intelligent people saying, I can't believe that fill in the blank wasn't nominated this year. It's like, when was that going to happen? I mean, this is like, you know, it's a corporate oligarchy. It's a cultural land grab.
It's an aristocracy co-opting
the rebellion. Is James Booker in there yet?
Yes,
exactly.
He should be the only one in there.
It's an honor to not be included.
Well, who the fuck really cares anyway?
Exactly.
There you go.
It's worse than the gold glove in baseball.
That's deep off.
Phil Schaap cares.
Matrix number 3.
So. Okay, now we're beefing about who's in the Hall of Fame, Mike.
You're deep off the microphone.
I think Chris Chambliss is in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
I'm loud.
You're loud.
I'm loud.
Dan, it's good to see you. We had such a good time at your birthday party. Yeah. We've all alumni of Depop's private world.
Yeah, we just played the New York Rock Book release party.
Yeah, we had a great time, you and I.
Probably not in that.
Let's give a shout out to Steve Blush and his buddies New York.
I doubt.
Hey, no,
I have one sentence.
That's when we land more in the arts rather than seizures. We've had some, you know, we did want to give a shout out to some of the great authors and writers of books we've had on the show lately. No, Steve Blush has not been on, but his New York Rock Book, we played a good gig.
Yeah, Washington
Irving. Scheinfeld's Borscht Belt book is fantastic, and John Strausbaugh's book about Civil War in New York. And you, Jack Martin, especially should read this book. It is a book about the Civil War in New York City and the anti-slavery movement locally. Right here in New York City.
That was an exciting episode.
I live a block from the place where the Monitor was built.
On Monitor Street.
Yeah.
It wasn't built on Monitor Street. Well, I live a block away from that, too.
So, oh, where are you?
So I'm on Humboldt Street, named for the great Alexander von Humboldt.
Ah.
The Humboldt Current, Humboldt Squid, you know.
Me, you, and Dee are very, very close.
Yeah. No, we're all close.
I'm by Humboldt and Jackson.
There you go. You're down by Mighty Joe, another drummer.
He's my roommate.
If I were any closer to Dee, I'd be standing behind him.
But I love the ironclads of the Civil War.
You tried that last week.
Oh, yeah. The Battle of the Ironclad.
Well, that's good that you love
they
it.
Both sunk, right?
That's good that you love
eventually,
it because we are on the precipice of another. So yeah,
we have a live studio audience here, directly from Paris, France.
Okay, go ahead, Pete. Panda to the French people.
Yes, say bonjour to everyone.
Bonjour.
You see, they're French. You see? Okay, good enough.
Oui.
All right.
Where?
Uh oh. How do you guys feel about the Cubs? The Indians? Got any opinion?
What?
Trump?
What?
You have to say quack.
Any undecided voters in this room?
No.
All right. I think it's time to do another song.
Okay, do another song. Wait.
Make another statement. You know, I'll tell you, every time I hear words come out of your mouth, Kennedy, you know what I'm hearing? Nobel Prize.
Well.
You're giving them away, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going for Pulitzer first.
That's right.
It's called the Robert Kennedy Blues.
Play it.
Slow.
Look, the awkward day table.
Well, I don't look nothing like him, and I ain't as cute as John. I don't look nothing like him, and I ain't as cute as John. I never had my finger near the trigger of an atomic bomb. I never hassle Hoffa, I neither mess with Marilyn Monroe. No, I never hassle Hoffa, neither mess with Marilyn Monroe. Nobody calls me Johnny, dead no more. Come on.
that thing, Peter. Come on. Play for the audience. That's right, brother. Well, I haven't got them money. You never see me in the news. I haven't got them money. You never see me in the nude. I never got to choose. About the burden of a name, baby.
The burden of her name. Be glad your name ain't Sirhan Sirhan.
So nice they had to name him twice.
All right. Art, since this is a Seizures broadcasting streaming live from Bushwick here at Roberta's, don't forget, we're member supported. If you're listening to us on your internet machine, push the button. Send us some dough. Peter needs a salami, and if you give him one, he'll come over your house and play the kazoo.
I'll play the harmonica.
There you go.
I know. They hate the fun drive. But
Fun drive time?
It's like always fun drive time on this station.
It's a fun drive.
Dude, if you become a member of Heritage Radio, seriously, I will come over to your house and do like pretty much whatever you ask.
I know you will. You will. You will, Mike. You come on over, Mike Edison.
I'm not a whore. I mean,
no. Hey, you're
I'm a slut. I do it because I'm into it.
You're a fun guy. You're a fun guy. Like that mushroom that went into the bar.
Oh yeah, I know that mushroom.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Substance.
All right, you guys are playing tonight.
We are Union Pool, 9:30 tonight with Degreaser and with the Art Gray Noise, whatever number that they're tacking on the end.
I believe our friend Ryan Skeleton Boy is going to be a very crucial part of the noise assault that's going to happen tonight.
That's what I've heard. And I'm looking forward to seeing him for the first time. I've known Ryan for years.
We're going to get Ryan on this show. Another New York legend.
Ryan went through the Jack Martin, Bob Dylan Death Watch ranks.
What was he playing?
Well, it was amazing. I had him come and play, and I love you, Ryan, but Jude, our bass player, is a very
picky
bass player. And Jude couldn't make the gig, so I asked Ryan, forgetting that Ryan only has two strings.
Still one too many.
So Ryan was the boss that night. Whatever Ryan did, I just followed.
Playing the key of Skeleton Boy.
Yes, exactly. Skeleton Key.
Thank you. Man, I can't believe I missed that. I missed the plate.
You're missing a mic. You're slipping.
A swing and a miss.
Oh, shit. I don't know if it's going to happen.
And Zaremba.
What?
Quit pandering to the French people. You're on your way
We had a big surprise plan for
you're on
you.
Your,
oh, really?
You're on your way to Scandinavialandia.
Scandovania.
Because the Fleshtones haven't been to Europe enough this year. What's happening with that?
Well, what's happening is I have to go there and entertain the people, the crowned heads of Europe. What can I say?
the other funniest person who won the Nobel Prize Peace Prize or something. He won it for Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Prize physics.
Mike, if they're awarding me one, don't let it be a surprise. Okay, is that why I'm invited to Stockholm? I didn't know. You let the cat out of the bag.
They don't want to have to chase you down like they did Dylan.
But Richard Feynman, one of my heroes, who won the prize.
Larry Feynman.
Who's the other funniest?
For physics.
The other funniest Jew.
Three Stooges was all Jewish. About physics. If you think about it,
Larry Fine. Yeah, I'm going to sidetrack this conversation.
Go for it.
I was just when Depop was drumming so beautifully. And he hit Robert's
Tears
butt
to my
rim shot. Wasn't it? It reminded me in the beginning of the new Three Stooges cartoon show. The Three Stooges are portrayed
new
in 1961.
Yeah.
They're portrayed as a marching band, right? And then Mo is the drummer, of course, because he sets the pace for as always.
Correct. Yeah.
And then at the end, he does a rim shot off Larry's head, and his eyes kind of go like this, a little right.
These eyes do that pretty regularly.
These eyes.
There you go. Well, I don't think you could ask for a better drummer. I was watching him play the furniture. It's the best. All right, I was working on something with Richard Feynman and Bob Dylan and this Nobel goddamn thing. But you know what? As always, it is the fastest half hour on the internet.
Don't tell me it's over.
4 minutes.
We don't even get to the speech surprise.
4 minutes, just enough to tell us where to find you guys.
Enough to start out.
And to go out. So, because Zaremba wants to pander to the French people more and sing some chanteuse.
No, these guys. We've got the... But if I don't know if they can follow along.
Come on.
I don't know. Can you listen to this?
You guys actually. All right, let's hear it for the Robert Kennedy Assassination.
Thank you. Nice and full course.
One more time, Pete Zaremba, Jack, Andy, the great Deep Pop. Everybody in Radioland, Dave in the booth, Arts and Seizure. Don't forget, we're coming up on our 200th episode. And stay tuned, please let us know. There's going to be a party of epic proportions. Here we go.
Check at the end of the month. Surprises.
Awesome.
Surprises.
Back in Belgium.
Ooh la la. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? All right, it's Arts and Seizures. We're going to see for a Halloween trick or treat. I'm going to teach you how to put a razor blade in an apple, and we're still marching to that 200th show. Jack Martin, take us out. Here we go. Yeah.
It's a Halloween song. When the sun goes down and the moon comes up.
And everybody in
everyone
Radio
in
Land.
The studio audience
Art
here.
Senses. Yeah,
yes, very much so.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.